today's contestants. A wine tasting consultant from Dowagiac, Michigan, Jennifer Quayle. A retired court clerk from Salem, Oregon, Davita Curtis. And our returning champion, a middle school social studies teacher from Fort Collins, Colorado, Stephanie Sumalong, whose one-day cash winnings total $12,399. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, folks, we did it yesterday, didn't we? We cleared both boards in the two first rounds. We're going to do it again today with Jennifer, Davita, and Stephanie. You watch. Here we go. Now the categories for you, starting off with, you can take that to the bank, followed by trios, in the National Toy Hall of Fame, the song by parenthetical title, followed by Bengal, Tiger Talk. Stephanie, off you go.
In the National Toy Hall of Fame for 200, please.
2018 inductees included the card game Uno and this type of machine with flashing lights, bumpers, and flippers. Jennifer.
What is a pinball machine?
You got it.
Toys 400.
Splish Splash, you can take a bath with this playful yellow inductee that floats. Jennifer.
What is a rubber ducky?
Good.
600 toys.
20 years after it was introduced, this handheld console from Nintendo scored a spot in the Hall of Fame. Jennifer.
What is a Game Boy?
Game Boy, yes.
Toys 800.
This party game that ties you up in knots secured its place in the Hall. Davita.
What is Twister?
Twister, yes.
Toys for 1,000.
She was born when cartoonist Johnny Gruelle drew a face on an old doll his daughter owned. Jennifer.
Who's Raggedy Ann?
Yeah.
Tiger Talk, 200.
Made famous by a 2011 book, this type of parent is strict and demanding and pushes children to be successful. Stephanie.
What is a tiger mom?
Good.
Tiger 400.
In Clemson's fight song, this phrase follows, "Where's that tiger?" And the phrase is, "Hold that tiger." Stephanie, back to you.
Tiger for 600.
Eye of the Tiger was a hit song for this band, and the phrase has come to symbolize power and confidence. Stephanie?
What is Survivor?
Correct.
800 Tiger?
This two-word term refers to a person or thing that appears threatening, but in fact is not. Jennifer?
What is a paper tiger?
You got it.
Tiger 1000.
An 1882 short story by Frank Stockton about a choice between these two things has come to mean an impossible decision. Jennifer.
What is the lady and the tiger?
You are right.
Bank 200.
In November of 2018, fights broke out at a Houston area bank when one of these began doling out 100s instead of 10s. Stephanie.
What is an ATM?
Yeah, I want to go to visit that one.
Me too. Bank for 400.
Time to lock in my rate on this two-letter savings item with a fixed maturity date, such as 12 months. Stephanie.
What is a CD?
That's it.
600 bank.
The FDIC says property deeds and originals of birth certificates are good candidates for placement in one of these at a bank. Stephanie.
What is a safe deposit box?
Yep.
800 bank.
My bank called. Someone tried to buy a $2,500 laptop on my credit card, but I have protection against this crime, a synonym for deceit. Jennifer.
What is fraud?
That's it.
Bank 1000.
Redoing the kitchen is going to be pricey, so we'll take out a HELOC, short for Home Equity This. Jennifer.
What is a home equity line of credit?
You are right, and you add to your lead. You're at 5,800. Off to a great start. We're going to take our first break. Back in a moment to chat with the ladies. Jennifer Quayle is a wine tasting consultant from Michigan who has done something that I have often thought of doing. Instead of buying equipment or machinery to clean up your yard, what did you do?
I got a couple goats. So I have two pet goats now, and they take care of my brush problems for me. And the best part is they love poison ivy.
Oh, that's great.
It's very useful, and it doesn't bother them at all to eat it.
And it doesn't bother your neighbors that you have these goats?
No, actually, my neighbors are taking care of them while I'm here, so I appreciate that a lot.
Okay. Davita Curtis is a retired court clerk from Salem, Oregon, who spent 15 years doing something that sounds exciting and a little bit dangerous as well.
Just a teeny bit dangerous, yes. I flew hot air balloons.
Where?
In the Las Vegas Valley.
Uh-huh.
There's no other feeling like it. You're just floating with the wind. It's awesome. And my balloon was the prettiest one in the valley, and it was pretty much the Jeopardy colors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, good for you. Stephanie Sumalong from Fort Collins, Colorado. You're a middle school teacher?
Yes, I am.
But you once taught an entire course about serial killers, not in middle school, I don't think.
No, high school. I also taught high school for 10 years.
Oh.
The kids helped design it, and they picked certain ones that they wanted to do research on. It was kind of around the time when the monster movie was coming out on Arlene Wynos, and they really were interested in that, so we ran with it. Wasn't my most favorite subject because it was scary, but it worked.
Yeah, okay. Let's get back into this. Jennifer has command of the board, and she has the lead as well. So let's see what clue she selects.
Bengal for 200.
The area called Bengal is divided between India and this country to the east. Makes sense. Jennifer.
What is Pakistan?
Nope. Davida.
What is Bangladesh?
That's it, yes.
Trios for 200.
An early use of this Christian concept around 170 AD defines the three as God, His Word, and His Wisdom. Davida.
What is the Trinity?
You are right.
Trios for 400.
In 1941, these three elves appeared together on a Rice Krispies box for the first time. Stephanie.
We're a Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
You got them.
600 trios.
They're the trio that hears no evil, sees no evil, and speaks no evil. Davida.
Or the Three Monkeys?
Correct.
Trios for 800.
There's a statue of this trio in Denver, former home of their creator, poet Eugene Field. Nod is, of course, the sleeping baby. Jennifer?
Or Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod?
Correct.
Trios 1,000.
In Roman myth, the three goddesses, Nona, Decuma, and Morta, were called these and determined people's futures. Jennifer?
What are the fates?
Yeah.
Bengal 400.
Most Bengalis in eastern Bengal are of this faith, introduced there by Sufi mystics in the 13th century. Stephanie?
What is Islam?
Yeah, Muslim.
Bengal 600.
Jaggery, made from palm sap, is an ingredient of mishti dui and many other foods for this course that Bengalis love. Jennifer?
What is dessert?
Yeah.
800 Bengal.
Answer. Daily double. All right. And you have maintained your lead. You're at 8,000 now.
2,000.
Okay. This capital of the state of West Bengal is spelled with two K's. It used to be spelled using two C's.
What is Kolkata?
Kolkata or Calcutta. You are right. 10,000 even for you. Go again.
Bengal 1,000.
Our favorite Rabindranath is this poet-seer whose Bengali verse collections were hailed by Yeats. And his name is Rabindranath Tagore. One category still in play, Jennifer.
Songs 200.
The one and only Aretha. You make me feel like... Jennifer.
What is a natural woman?
Yes.
400.
Beastie Boys. You gotta do this to party. Stephanie.
What is fight for your right?
Yes.
600.
Simple Minds. Forget About Me. Davida.
What is Don't You?
Good.
Songs 800.
Meatloaf. But I won't do that. But do start the title with a contraction. Jennifer.
What is I'll Do Anything for Love?
Nope. Stephanie.
I Would Do Anything for... What is I Would Do Anything for Love?
Nope. The contraction is not I'll, it's I'd. I'd do anything. Now the last clue. A hit for Rob Thomas in 2019, Dying Young. And that's one less day. All right, Davida and Stephanie tied at 2,400. Stephanie is going to go first in Double Jeopardy. Both have to catch Jennifer, who leads by 7,000. We'll see what happens. Although Davida and Stephanie are tied, as I indicated a few moments ago, Stephanie picks first from these categories in Double Jeopardy. Starting off with, let's science the heck out of this. Uh-oh. Oscar one-of-a-kinds, historic names, literary passings, modern activism, and finally, each correct response will end with two vowels. Stephanie, start.
Historic names for 400, please.
This son of a blacksmith would later lead armed squads called the Black Shirts. Stephanie.
Who is Benito Mussolini?
Right.
Historic names, 800.
In March of 1943, he ended a 21-day fast in India with a religious ceremony and a glass of orange juice. Jennifer.
Who is Mahatma Gandhi?
Good.
Historic, 1200.
She has been dubbed the Queen of Queens and the Serpent of the Nile. Jennifer.
Who is Cleopatra?
Right.
1600 names.
Answer. You've increased your lead.
3,000.
All right. In 1609, he published New Astronomy, containing his first two laws of planetary motion.
Who is Kepler?
You are right. Johannes Kepler.
Historic names, 2,000.
From 1961 to 1971, this Burmese statesman served as Secretary General of the United Nations. Jennifer?
Who is U Thant?
Good.
Literary passings, 400.
Near the end of this work, Police Inspector Javert throws himself into the Seine. Jennifer?
What is Les Miserables?
Correct.
Literary, 800.
Answer there. The other Daily Double. Oh, you're making it tough for Davida and Stephanie.
4,000.
All right. This nemesis perishes when he plunges off Switzerland's Reichenbach Falls with the hero.
Who is Professor Moriarty?
Correct.
Passing 12.
Old Yeller saves the family from a rabid one of these beasts, but he's bitten, and young Travis must put him out of his misery. Jennifer?
What is a mountain lion?
No. Davida or Stephanie? Bitten by a wolf, rabid wolf. Jennifer, go again.
Literary 16.
In this novel by Camus, Meursault kills an Arab on a beach. He's not entirely sure why. Jennifer.
What is The Stranger?
Correct.
Literary 2000.
In the Iliad, this Trojan and elder brother of Paris is killed by Achilles in single combat. Jennifer.
What is Hector?
Correct.
Science 400.
If Venus seems like a greenhouse, it's because its atmosphere is almost completely made of this greenhouse gas. Stephanie?
Liz, carbon dioxide.
You are right.
Science 800.
Here's Sarah.
A plane flying faster than the speed of sound creates a percussive wave called a Mach cone. Wherever the cone passes, observers on the ground encounter this window rattling phenomenon.
Jennifer.
What is a sonic boom?
Good.
Science 12.
A study of the macaques in this European territory shows that they were descended from imports from Africa. Stephanie.
What is Macau?
No. Jennifer.
What is Gibraltar?
That's right.
1600 science.
The Polar Night Jet is not a new airline. It's another name for this phenomenon that froze the Midwest in January of 2019. Jennifer.
What is the polar vortex?
Correct.
Science 2000.
The drumfish gets its name from the noise it makes when internal muscles resonate through this air sac. Jennifer.
What is a diaphragm?
Nope. Davida or Stephanie? Resonates through the swim bladder. Back to you, though, Jennifer.
Oscars 400.
The only Oscar-winning vehicle for this duo, Stan and Ollie, was the 1932 short film The Music Box. Jennifer.
For Laurel and Hardy.
Correct.
Oscars 8.
Starring Dustin Hoffman and John Voight, it's the only X-rated movie to win Best Picture. Jennifer.
What is Midnight Cowboy?
Good.
Oscar 12.
The only statuette made of this was a special award to Edgar Bergen in honor of his pal, Charlie McCarthy. Davida.
What is Wood?
Wood is right.
Oscars for 1600.
The only silent era best picture was this 1927 film about World War I flyboys. Jennifer.
What is Wings?
Yes.
Oscars 2000.
The only winner for best actress for playing a saint was Jennifer Jones for playing this peasant girl of Lourdes. Jennifer.
Who is Saint Bernadette?
Good.
Vowels 400.
The name of this brown powder comes before butter or beach. Stephanie.
What is cocoa?
Good.
Vowels 800.
In North America, a reindeer is called this. Jennifer.
What is a caribou?
Good.
vowels 12?
It's a large festive gathering, often of Boy Scouts nationwide. Jennifer.
What is jamboree?
Right.
Vowel 16?
This seven-letter skin condition that affects the nose, cheeks, and forehead often makes it look like a person is blushing. Stephanie.
What is rosacea?
Yes.
Vowels 2000.
It's a thick cream soup or unglazed porcelain popularly used to make dolls in the 19th century. Jennifer.
What is a bisque?
Yes.
Activism 400.
Amnesty International wants more communities to accept refugees, asking for a longer table, not a taller this structure. Stephanie.
What is a wall?
Correct.
800.
Black Lives Matter came to national prominence as a hashtag after tragic events in this suburb of St. Louis in 2014. Davita.
What is Ferguson?
That's the place.
Activism 1200.
Started in Victoria, British Columbia in 1987, the raging These Older Relatives fight for social and economic justice. Jennifer.
What are grannies?
Yeah.
16.
In 2019, protests here got a bill shelved that would have allowed extradition to mainland China. Jennifer.
What is Taiwan?
No. Davita.
What is Hong Kong?
Yes, Jennifer realizes she should have said that. Now the last clue. This political movement fighting income inequality is named for emergency items required in cars by French law. Jennifer.
What is yellow vest?
You are right. And my gosh, look at your score. 35,200. I mean, it is one thing to turn the game into a runaway. It is another thing to blow away your opponents. Most impressive. Final Jeopardy, though, all three of you still eligible to deal with this. Opera title names. Make your wagers. We'll reveal the clue when we come back.
A state delegate asking a school whistleblower for help.
We have to show the system that if we see wrongdoing, we're not going to let them get away with it.
The example he hopes to use to fix what he says is a corrosive culture in county schools.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
A camel in a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Sounds like a tough category for final today. Opera title names. Let's find out. Ladies, here's the clue. Before being consumed in flames, he flirts with a bride on her wedding day, and a list of his amorous conquests is sung. 30 seconds. Good luck. See how well you know your Mozart. We'll start with you, Stephanie. You had 4,400, and you wrote down, who is Icarus? No, that's wrong. That'll cost you 2,000 only, dropping you to 2,400. Let's go to Davita. She had 6,000. And her response was, incorrect also, the Barber of Seville. No, it'll cost you 2,800. You're going to finish in second place. And we come now to Jennifer Quayle, who played brilliantly. 35,200 going into final, and she came up with the correct response. Who is Don Giovanni by Mozart? And I hope you risked a lot. 10 grand, that's not bad. 45,200, way to go. Well done. We'll see you tomorrow standing over here at the Champions Lectern. Join us then. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.